Manx Radio's update.
Boom, boom. Fast am I, Wednesday, September the 8th. Update. News of the day, along with weather, the traffic, sea and road, sport, et al. Active cases of COVID drop. The government's £400 million bond is a go. Are you living very rurally? It may be 3 years before fibre broadband comes knocking at your door. And measuring the air we breathe, the government is setting off making the island smart in terms of monitoring what's going up our noses. And a Manx Youth Parliament, forget it, we're told.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
Let's have some news headlines now. We go downstairs. And is that Rob I see down there? Rob, hello.
Fast am I. 40 new cases of COVID-19 have been found on Ireland in the last 24 hours, according to government. As of this afternoon, there are 268 active cases of the virus locally, a decrease of 20 since yesterday. Meanwhile, the number of people in hospital with COVID-19 is unchanged at 8. No one is being treated in intensive care. Children across the Isle of Man return to school today for the start of the new academic year. Government has pledged to maintain proportionate protective measures in a bid to stop the spread of COVID-19. Staff at all schools and secondary school pupils are being encouraged to wear face coverings. Visiting restrictions at a nursing home in Douglas have been extended for another week. Rhiannon Bay was affected by an outbreak of COVID-19 in July and has had measures in place since. Only pre-arranged 15-minute visits between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. are allowed. In international news, Marcus Rashford and Mauro Itoje have poked fun at the UK Education Secretary after he confused them. Gavin Williamson told reporters he'd met the Manchester United footballer on Zoom when he'd actually been speaking to the England rugby star. The number of coronavirus-related deaths in Britain has increased by 26% since this time last week. The latest daily figures show another 191 people died, whilst there were almost 39,000 new infections. And finally, UK MPs will vote this evening on whether to approve an increase to national insurance contributions. The rise, which breaks a key Conservative manifesto pledge, will pay for social care reforms in England. Those are your news headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Rob, thank you.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you.
We'll have our COVID figures in just a moment, of course.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Well, the sun has left us, but it's still a very pleasant evening and very warm. Last night I was on Douglas Head watching the Ellen Vannon Pipes and Drums practicing, and it really was a wonderful evening and wonderful sound. But anyway, sunny with light winds, no sunshine at the moment, low cloud more, and mist drifting around the hills and coasts, down to 17 Celsius. Wednesday, that's fine and dry with a light breeze. Thursday, cloudy with occasional rain, so the weather is going to change overnight, up to 20 degrees Celsius, so it'll feel pretty muggy. High water today is at 12:35, or was. Low water is at 6:52, and sunset tonight will be at 7:56.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate, or call 674-573.
Well, let's have a look at those COVID figures now. There are 268 active cases of COVID-19 on the island, we are told. Now, that's a decrease of 20 since yesterday. Rob's back with those details.
Government says 40 new cases of coronavirus have been identified locally in the last 24 hours. Of those new cases, 3 are under investigation. The number of people in hospital with COVID-19 is unchanged and stands at 8. No one is being treated in intensive care. Meanwhile, on the subject of testing, the positive test result rate stands at 5.89%. The number of people waiting to be notified of test results is 371, and 238 individuals are booked in for a PCR test tomorrow. In terms of vaccines, as of the latest update this afternoon, 128,320 doses have been administered in total on the Isle of Man. 65,290 of those have been first doses, and 63,030 have been second injections. 449 vaccine appointments are booked in over the next 7 days.
Rob, thank you. You won't need to be told if you're a parent that children across the island return to school today for the start of the new academic year. Government has pledged to maintain proportionate protective measures in a bid to stop the spread of COVID. Staff at all schools and secondary school pupils are being encouraged to wear face coverings, but did they? William King caught up with these students at Castle Rushen High School.
Hello. How was your first day back at school?
That's all right.
It was good? Were people wearing masks or anything?
A few people in the corridors, but not really.
In the classrooms?
Not in mine.
Did you wear a mask?
Nah. No, I didn't wear a mask.
Why not?
Didn't believe in COVID, to be honest.
Really?
No, not really.
Right, was anyone wearing a mask in the classroom?
In our classroom, no. I saw a couple of people around wearing masks.
What about teachers?
No teachers wearing masks. I saw one teacher wearing a mask. Mr. Mann, big up Mr. Mann.
Why do you think people weren't wearing masks? The government's asked people to.
Oh, have they? I wasn't actually aware of that.
What about you? Have you been doing lateral flow tests?
I've done a couple, but not recently.
Have you had COVID?
I haven't had COVID, no.
Did you wear a mask in school today?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Were many people wearing masks?
No.
Why do you think that was?
Don't care, possibly.
Right, and what about lateral flow tests? Have you been taking them before the term or anything?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the lateral flow tests, even though they're not like 100% accurate, they do like provide some sort of help across the island to make sure that the levels are just staying.
How was your first day at school?
It was amazing. I had so much fun. I made loads of new friends and I'm so happy I went to the school.
What year are you in?
7.
So that was your first day of high school?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Were people wearing face coverings?
Some people were, not many. It was encouraged to wear them, but...
Right. Do you think COVID will affect this year very much?
It depends if we get higher cases, I reckon, but I don't think it will matter much.
I want to ask you about COVID. Was anyone wearing a face mask today?
I saw a couple of people, but the majority weren't.
A 12-year-old was enthusiastic, but what do you make of the rest of those answers given to William King down there reporting from Castle Rushen High School? Now, another subject altogether. Lots of money. The government says the £400 million bond, which was announced earlier this year, which is going to take place, has been raised now successfully. HSBC have structured it, as they say, and we're told that an amount equivalent to the funds raised will be invested in a number of environmental and social projects, clean transport, renewable energy, climate change, adaptation, and also, we're told, affordable housing. We'll be finding out hopefully tomorrow what they mean by that. Treasury Minister Alf Cannon described in the summer the thinking behind this bond.
It is important that I stress to this Honourable Court that we are not in a position of needing to borrow. Our finances remain strong. Our reserve levels are good. Yes, we have seen a reduction in our cash balances, but our investment returns have held up very well. And need by itself, therefore, is not the driver today. Rather, the proposal in front of the court represents an opportunity to leverage the strength of our island's financial position in the capital markets to access an alternative source of funding at what we believe to be a favourable time in historically low interest rate environment to strengthen our financial position for the future.
That's Alf Cannon. Well, Mr. Cannon is standing in Aaron Michael in the general election. Also standing there are Tim Baker, Sutheni Busugu, Phil Corkill, Tim Johnson, Duncan Livingston, Paul Weatherall and Madeline Westall. Fibre broadband may not reach the island's more rural areas for around 3 years. Manx Telecom says it is separately beginning a phase change of its broadband network this month. Here's Rob Pritchard.
From this month, MT is beginning a stage change where broadband customers will be moved on to a new core system. The company says it will be a significant upgrade incorporating technology for the future. Elsewhere, the separate fibre rollout for the Isle of Man will see 99% of the Isle of Man within reach of fibre by 2024. Manx Telecom CEO Gary Lamb was asked what will be the case for areas which could be waiting for fibre for at least a few years.
So there's two programmes running. One is the National Broadband Plan, which we're working with the government to cover all those rural areas on the island so that they can benefit from fibre broadband. And then the other part of the island is those that are more economic to reach. So that's a programme we've been running. We're actually in our third year of getting fibre across all of those areas. So we're running those two programmes in parallel. So many remote areas already got access to fibre broadband. And it would be great to give everybody fibre tomorrow. But the realities are, you know, we have to continue with this programme. And it will take us, you know, 3 years to actually get the fibre out to those rural areas. The plan is to cover 99% of the island. So there are going to be some remote areas which actually won't be able to benefit potentially from fibre broadband. And then maybe other technologies may be needed to actually fill those gaps.
Meanwhile, MT broadband customers will be told in advance of when they'll be switched onto the new core system. On the day it happens, it'll be done between midnight and 6 a.m, with customers advised there will be an outage of several hours during this time.
Rob Pritchard. Something else that's being developed, carbon dioxide monitors. We've heard about them going into schools to check the atmosphere. They're also being installed in the Tynwald Chamber. But the technology could be used much more widely in the future, we're told. That's according to the woman in charge of the project, Government's Internet of Things manager, Sarah Ennett. I asked her about the plans.
The monitors are there to capture that trend data to allow someone who is in charge of the building to make decisions. So it might be that they need to increase the ventilation or, you know, bring in other measures.
It's difficult to increase ventilation, isn't it? Because it's a fairly old-fashioned enclosed chamber.
Yes, certain buildings are going to be more challenging than others.
I suppose people live at home will be thinking, well, if everywhere else is getting these monitors, we should be at home as well. Isn't it a good idea?
There are home units that are available for definite. And if you are worried about the impact of air quality on your health, then I would definitely recommend. And, you know, we'd be happy to talk to people about that.
Can I ask you what's next on your list after you've completed this work?
We've got lots of plans and there's lots of different things we could measure. So, for example, outdoor air quality is of great importance. You know, we can check areas where there's higher traffic, what, you know, exactly what that impact is at different times of day.
We've got one of those at Quarter Bridge, or is there been demand for that?
The government labs are actually responsible for measuring that, but the difference with what we can do is we can actually give time of day data and we can monitor it over time. So these devices send the information up to the cloud and then you can do more analysis on time of day and other conditions that were around at the time.
So at the end of the day, there's going to be a great big room with screens and things and you'll be able to check what's happening all around the island in all sorts of places.
That is our plan. We'd love a smart island map. So, you know, give us another few months to a year and we're hoping there'll be lots of data like things like the temperature of the water to go swimming, you know, whether there's visitors in particular plantations. There's lots of different types of information we could measure and then we can show that to the island in a really nice to, and easy to use method.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com. Or text 166177. Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bemercree is snuggling in her berth. She arrived at 5:30. She'll be departing at 7:45, off to Heesham, across a lovely flat sea, arriving just before midnight, 11:30. The Mananin departed just before 3 this afternoon, expected arrival. She's in Liverpool now, departing there at 7:15, arriving back in Douglas at, where's that, 10 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Yeah, and cheese is the subject we start with. The Isle of Man Creamery says all its cheeses is made with Manx milk on the Isle of Man. This is because a Manxman who now lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, found a packet in Fresh Thyme Market which said the cheese was produced in Preston in the United States. Isle of Man Creamery says its USA distribution partners, who are based in Preston, completed the final cutting and packaging, hence the great British Mark GB. And an entrepreneur will share his experience of starting and growing a business in the Isle of Man next week. Marco Leonetti runs Utopia and has worked in the industry for 42 years. That's snipping, hair cutting. Is it called hair cutting? I don't know. What do you call it? Hairdress work. He'll join founded.im on Thursday, the 16th of September at No Bakehouse.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
And looking at the details of the stock market tells us that the UK and European stocks closed lower, reflecting cautious trade in global markets, nervousness there was over economic growth and a resurgence in COVID cases. US stocks weakened, with rising COVID-19 infections momentarily upending expectations about growth. Oil? Well, oil prices rose as US Gulf of Mexico producers made slow progress in rebuilding output, while gold priced lower. The markets, the FTSE 100, 7,095, that's down 0.75. The FTSE 250 down 1.03, that's 23,848. The DAX off 1.47, 15,610. The Dow Jones down 0.41, that's 34,958. And the NASDAQ was down 0.86 at 15,241.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And this will be available on podcast after the broadcast is finished. A Manx Youth Parliament, do you remember that idea? Well, plans apparently to create one have disappeared. That's according to an MLC, Tanya August Hansen. Tessa Hawley has this.
In her role as a member of the Legislative Council, she presented a motion in 2019 which led to the Tymold Management Committee being asked to investigate how one could be set up. The committee said it wasn't well placed to work out how members would be selected, the funding, or what the aims would be. It also said it wasn't sure how sittings would be structured. It said a youth parliament should be able to cooperate with but be independent of Tymold. The organisers were asked to show how they would ensure fair access and representation for all young people. In response, they said they'd been in discussions with the Scottish Youth Parliament and would present a new plan in March 2020. Miss August Hansen says there hasn't been any recent progress.
Year on year, the organisers just didn't really bring it about. Oh, we'll do it next year, we'll do it next year. And it just didn't happen. I really do feel like that this is probably one of the most important things that we need to bring about. And it's just a ball that's been dropped and it needs to be picked back up again and moved along.
Now, Miss August Hansen has told Manx Radio she'll be meeting with head students from across the island's schools at the end of this month. Her hope is that a student-led approach can be found.
Tessa Hawley with that. There's a live election constituency debate this evening in Douglas South, starting at 7, broadcast on Manx Radio, of course. But candidates standing in Douglas North went head-to-head last night. Mental health, the promenade regeneration and reform of the planning system amongst the issues. Four are battling it out for two seats when voters head to the polls on the 23rd of September. Local democracy reporter is Chris Cave.
Just three of the four vying for a key seat in Douglas North were involved in last night's debate. David Ashford, Ralph Peake and John Wannenberg took part, but Kevin Oliphant-Smith was unable to after testing positive for COVID. The trio clashed over electric cars.
I'm not sure electric cars necessarily are the future. There's hydrogen and various things that are coming online, so we just need to be careful where we're investing our money.
Electric cars are perfect for the Isle of Man. You can have a range of 100 miles, and that's for an older car. New cars now got 200 to 300 miles range. Yeah. It's perfect for the Isle of Man.
I do think electric cars, if we all have one, and we, you know, where are we going to charge them all, and who's going to power it? Where's that going to come from?
And affordable housing.
Our young people are leaving the Isle of Man because they can't buy houses, even if they've got full-time jobs. And similarly, at the top of the chain, the older people can't downsize to bungalows. So the whole thing is just stuck.
We've got to stop trying to do things like affordable housing with one size fits all. We need a mix of things like shared equity, rent to buy schemes, a traditional first time buyer scheme, a traditional loan scheme, and even the ability for people to purchase plots to build their own home.
Use the land that government's got to actually build houses for the future that don't require central heating, that are thermally insulated, that have got air source, that have got mechanical ventilation, so you get really pure air.
The candidates have a fortnight left to win the hearts and minds of the electorate.
Let me give you those candidates. David Ashford, Kevin Oliphant-Smith, Ralph Peake and John Wannenberg.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Rhiann Evans has been collecting the latest sports news for us.
Best of my very good evening to you. Local hockey star Sienna Dunn is continuing to go from strength to strength. The Manx player has made it through to the next stage of trials for the England under-18s hockey squad. Dunn recently made a strong debut for England under-16s, helping her side defeat Wales under-16s by getting on the score sheet multiple times during summer international fixtures. She was also asked to captain the team during one of the matches. A full list of the England under-18 observation squad can be found online at manxradio.com on our sports page. And trials are taking place tonight at the Bowl for the Isle of Man FA's Centre of Excellence. The girls under 14 and under 16 squads begins at 5 o'clock and is open to any budding young footballer. The girls under 18's trials is at the same time and venue, but in 2 days' time on Friday. A second under 14 and under 16's trial will go ahead on Wednesday, the 22nd of September.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, there are the roadworks outside the nunnery, obviously, which is delaying traffic quite a bit. Braddon, this is until the 12th of September, one-way northbound from Braddon Bridge through Ballafletcher Road. Strang Road is also one-way from the Strang roundabout. Laxey, you'll be familiar with this. This is till the middle of October. Glen Road is closed for work on the new river wall.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
Now then, time to look at our election candidate.
The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
The House of Keys general election takes place just over a fortnight's time. Here on Manx Radio, we've been hearing, of course, from those standing. Damien Giappelli is an independent candidate standing for the first time in Douglas Central. The advocate advises companies in international insurance, fiduciary funds and compliance sectors, as well as a private practice. Lewis Foster asked him how, given his current role, he sees himself fitting into an administration.
I am standing because of my dissatisfaction and the dissatisfaction of many others with the way that government has been conducted in the past 5 years. And I've been prevailed upon by the constituents of Douglas Central and some former and present MHKs to put myself forward, and I'm very happy to do so.
You've been backed, you've been prompted to do this from other people?
Well, I think the motivation has to come from within. So I have observed things go awry. I'm very concerned about that. I've talked widely with people in the constituency, and I've spoken to those who are past and present members. And some of those have encouraged me to put my name forward, and I'm very happy to do so.
Your tagline in your campaign is an advocate for change. So how does your role as an advocate, your past as an advocate, I suppose, help you fill this role, do you think?
Well, there's two parts to the strap line. The first is reference to the fact that I am an advocate, and that as an advocate, I'm a professional who is trained to represent the interests of others. And that means to both advance and fight for their interests. And I would like to advance and fight for the interests of the people of Douglas Central and the people of the Isle of Man. The reference to change is a reference to the dissatisfaction that I've heard on the doorstep in Douglas Central and more generally. And I think we can all agree that there are many things that are going on the island that are simply unsatisfactory. There is, of course, reference to the ubiquitous promenade project that has proved to be something of a catastrophe. It's good to see that it's well on its way to completion, but there are a number of questions to be asked about the way that we organise these capital projects, the question of management of legal risk and upon whom the risk falls when something goes wrong, because it seems to me it's always the taxpayer that has to shoulder the burden and not those who have in fact not come up to scratch.
Damien Chiappelli speaking to Lewis Foster. The other candidates standing for election in Douglas Central are Anne Corlett, Sarah Hackman and Chris Thomas.
For more general election coverage, including candidate profiles, full interviews, videos, manifestos and more, visit the Manx Radio general election mini site at manxradio.com. Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com or text 166177.
The 2021 general election takes place in just over a fortnight. And tonight, Manx Radio's live constituency debates continue. Between now and Election Day, we're heading to each constituency to question the candidates asking for your vote. Tonight, we'll be live at the Pinewood Community Pub to hear from the candidates vying for a seat in Douglas South. Listen live from 7 o'clock. The podcast and video of the programme will be available afterwards. Manx Radio's live constituency debates for the House of Keys general election on air and online at manxradio.com.
Thanks, Andy. Some more news. Rihanna has apparently dropped a lawsuit against her father, after claiming that he was profiting off her name. Ronald Fenty apparently was booking shows for the singer without permission, despite not being her agent. And the Welsh castle being used for armed celebrities has been vandalised. The site in Abergele was damaged on Sunday afternoon. Now, this is extraordinary. After three children demolished the battlements. Three children. I thought that this castle was put together by Edward I to withstand mighty armies. But three children. You've been listening to Update, a roundup of all the news that's been happening today on our news bulletins. You can hear it again by... just in a few minutes' time, going for our podcast. You'll hear all the details in that. We've mentioned it a couple of times, so let me mention again that from 7 to 8 this evening on Manx Radio is a live election constituency debate chaired by Andy Wint, and that's happening in the Pinewood Pub in Pulrose. That's Update for this evening. I am, and still am, John Moss. I will be tomorrow as well when I'm sitting in the same chair. So from myself, good evening.